One of America's most strident voices against movie piracy has labelled a temporary market in Melbourne as notorious for selling pirated films. The Caribbean Gardens and Markets in outer suburban Melbourne has been placed second on a long list of suspected counterfeit retailers by the Motion Pictures Association of America. Will Ockenden reports.
The fictional Hollywood-created Pirates of the Caribbean have finally met their real-life counterparts. It's not on the high seas, it's not in Tortuga, or on the deck of the Black Pearl. Instead, they're to be found in, of all places, suburban Melbourne. America's powerful film industry lobby group, the Motion Picture Association of America, has released its latest report into movie copyright infringement. It features what it calls a detailed listing of the world's most notorious marketplaces for the distribution of illegal film and television shows. Second on the list of notorious physical markets are individual stallholders selling at Victoria's Caribbean Gardens and Markets. Vanessa Hutley is the general manager with copyright lobby group Music Rights Australia.
That name has become, you know, known to us, and we regularly go and do market surveys at a variety of markets, and that happens to be one of them, yeah.
What kind of issues do you have there?
People are selling counterfeit CDs, people are loading things onto little MP3 players and flogging thousands of songs for just $20. They think we don't know about it. We do. We write to them. We work with the police. The police do regular sweeps. We're still onto that stuff, and so they need to know we're still looking at them and we still think this is an issue.
No one at the Caribbean Gardens and Markets was available to talk to PM, despite numerous attempts. However, operations manager Robbie Agar reportedly told Fairfax the information in the report is outdated, and everything sold by stallholders now is the real McCoy. The rest of the MPAA report reads like a digital pirate's internet favourites list, listing the hottest and biggest websites where movies can be obtained for free. They include extratorrent.com, kickass.to, rutracker.org and the forever popular, thepiratebay.sx.
If people really want to do this, they're going to find a way, Will. I think the real interest here is that most people want to do the right thing. Giving people the information about where they can source genuine stuff, where they can go and make sure that they're supporting artists by going to online stores, is a really important tool for people to have.
The Motion Picture Association of America report is also somewhat ironic, as only last month the group released a study taking a swipe at Google for linking to piracy sites in its search results. The group also points the finger at the Victorian and Federal Police Forces for failing to crack down on stallholders selling pirated goods, despite repeated requests. But the Australian Federal Police say only one complaint has been received about sellers at the market in the last 2 years.
In April 2013, the AFP received one referral from the Australian Federation Against Copyright Theft, alleging copyright infringements at the Caribbean Gardens and Markets. This referral was rejected in accordance with the AFP case categorisation prioritisation model.
It all comes as reports surface in Australia that the new government wants to make copyright piracy a priority. Vanessa Hutley from Music Rights Australia.
We have been very vocal. Music Rights Australia and the music industry in general has been very vocal about the need to address the online issues. People who are selling this counterfeit stuff are giving nothing back to the creators who actually made the great entertainment, the music, the songs, the films, the TV shows. These people are just flogging that stuff to make money for themselves.
Vanessa Hutley from Music Rights Australia ending Will Ockenden's report.